If there's one thing I've learned in so many years of being a food photographer, if there is one thing I've learned from successful entrepreneurs, if there's one thing I've understood about running a business, it is that there is a secret hack to success. There really is a secret hack. It is a hack that all successful people use, and that hack is... This is your host, Dyutima, but you can call me DJ. And I love to inspire food photographers to dream. I spent 15 years as an architect studying buildings and constructing hospitals before taking the biggest leap of faith of my life, which was setting up a food styling and food photography business right from scratch. If you're a dreamer like me, wanting to start a new photography business, or grow your existing food photography business, jump right into a world where I share practical, actionable strategies to improve your photography skills, to work with clients, make more money, all with a fearless mindset. This is the My Food Lens podcast, and we take you one step closer to your dreams. So let's go. One of the biggest common statements, complaints, whatever you might want to call it, that food photographers say when they start a food photography business is that it's not taking off, that I'm not sure it's doing well, or that photographer is doing well, so why am I not? Or it's also what most photographers say when they are doubtful of taking it up full time. I don't know if it's going to take off. I don't know if it'll take off. I don't know if I'll ever be able to create a business like they have. Or it's also what most photographers say when they decide to give up. You know, they'll say, I tried, but it never really took off. Look at them. They are so successful. I could never do that. Now, after all of that, now, this whole idea of food photography or your food photography business not taking off, or anybody's food photography business not taking off, not giving results, not becoming what we want from it, not becoming what we would love for it to become, not turning out as per our dream, others doing better than us in spite of us being so passionate about it, being absolutely obsessed with it, in spite of giving it all our love, all our attention. Why our food photography business does not take off in spite of all that is what we are going to talk about today. Are you pumped or are you pumped? Right? So let's just back up for a minute. Let's just imagine a situation. Let's say you were in a corporate job, you know, anything. I mean, you could be a teacher, you could be a banker, doctor, whatever. Pick your favorite thing in your mind right now. But just let it be a corporate job. Let it be a paid salaried job. Anything but a business. All right. So you are in your favorite corporate job. So what's the usual trajectory of building a career in the corporate world or in a usual salaried world? All right. Let's talk about that. Let's go through the different steps. So what do we do? We go get a degree. We spend about maybe 3 to 5 years in college, depending on our major. In my case, I spent 7 years in education, 5 years in undergrad, 2 years of grad school. And, you know, in a few more years, I would have probably gotten a PhD. So bottom line is that we start with investing years in education. Then we go get our first job, maybe as an intern, as a trainee, as a starting position. 2 to 3 years in, we start moving up the ladder and we start being considerate as intermediate, right? 5 years in, we are sort of within the leadership, but again, depending on the industry, leadership or not, it depends whether 5 years is good enough or not. But by the time it's 7 to 10 years is when we are actually starting to be seen as an expert, as a senior, as someone who's committed, dedicated, and has spent enough time in the field. So 3 to 5 years of education, and then let's say another 5 years to start making something really substantial out of that career. So about 10 years, 10 years in time is what we are talking about, right? Anywhere between 7 to 10 years in terms of investment of time in building a career in a salaried or a corporate job. Now, let's look at photography. Let's answer the same questions. Look at the trajectory. All right. So if we have to look at the same questions, what will we say? How much time did we spend on education in photography? I don't know about you, but I didn't really get a formal degree in photography. I did, however, take workshops and all in all courses that might account for maybe about 4 full days of workshop in total and maybe a few months of coursework. So that would maybe count as my education. I did, however, practice photography a lot. So if that counts, I can really put that as education days for myself. But overall, maybe I'll say 3 to 5 months of learning in all, or give or take. So in terms of investing in education, that's what I would say. It's been about 3 to 4 months of like straight on learning photography. If I have to combine all these years of all the time that I've invested in all the workshop and all the courses. So about 3 to 5 months of solid learning, solid education is what I would say in food photography. For you, this might be more or this might be less. So that was education. Now let's talk about the next step. First job, subsequent jobs. How many years have you been in it? Or how many years have we been in it? It's been a little bit over 5 years for me now. And I still feel like I started yesterday. I mean, so much to learn, so much to do, and so much potential to grow. How about you? How long have you been in food photography, doing it seriously, 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 like giving it your best efforts? Have you answered that for yourself? So, you know where I'm going with this. Can you guess where I'm going with this? You know exactly where I am going with this, you smart cookie. All right. So, when we get into the corporate world, we are willing to invest time. We are willing to invest money in education and more time into building a career and slowly moving up the ladder. But somehow, our expectations are completely different when we start our own business, when we get into a creative field. We don't want to invest as much. We start a business and we want to see results, big results, money showers, and like nonstop money showers. And if that's not happening, our business is not taking off. Within a year or two, we want to see massive movements in our business. If that doesn't happen, it's not going forward, right? Something we would most definitely not feel if we were in the corporate world. 1 to 2 years is what? You are just starting out. It's like an internship period, really. So that's what I'm getting at. You knew this, right? You knew this was coming. You knew it. Well, the thing is that, you know, most photographers start a business, they spend a year in it or so, and then they feel that the business isn't moving fast enough, or it's not taking off, or they aren't making enough money. And when they feel that, it's usually for two reasons. One is either our efforts have not been adequate or in the right direction, and that's why things are not moving, or that we are looking for fast results. That's my point here. The reason we feel our business is not taking off, the reason we are hesitant to pick it up full time, the reason we give it up after a bit is because we are looking for fast results. We are looking for overnight success, instant gratification. We are looking for immediate returns. Now, this might not be very comfortable to hear. This is not very easy to digest. And I really feel like it's a tough thing to hear. And a lot of us, our first reaction when we hear something like this is like, no, not at all. I'm not looking for instant results. But tomorrow when we post something on social media and it doesn't do well, we really feel bad. So what are we looking for, right? That's what I'm talking about. Instant gratification. You know, if we pitch to 5 clients and we don't get a response immediately, we have to work on it for another 5 months. What do we feel? Oh, I'm not getting results. Oh, my business is not taking. Oh, this is not going anywhere. Oh my God, this is never going to work out. What does that mean? What are 5 months in a span of our entire lives? A fraction of it, a fraction. So I know this is not pleasant to hear, and I know it may not sound very comfortable, And it might not even be true for everyone, but it's true for most of us. It's true for many photographers. I have spoken and interacted with so many. I know that it's true for many, many photographers. So if you are kind of in that sort of a denial, then just introspect a little bit and ask yourself some tough questions, you know. Really, what if you have felt that your business is not taking off or that it will not take off or why it did not take off, you know? If you are full of certain such questions, just spend a minute to ask, is this what the reason was? Were you looking for something too quick, too fast? And by too quick, too fast, always keep that salary job or that corporate job as a relative benchmark. Now, it's a tough one to embrace, but once we do, it really, really makes us look at our business differently. And it also takes away the pressure of moving too quickly, right? So let me explain this a little bit. If there's one thing I've learned in so many years of being a food photographer, if there is one thing I've learned from successful entrepreneurs, if there's one thing I've understood about running a business, it is that there is a secret hack to success. There really is a secret hack. It is a hack that all successful people use, and that hack is... You've got to play the long game, not the short game. You've got to play the long game. So remember, whatever work we do today gives us results in long-term future. What we work on today will rarely give us results tomorrow. So if you're in a rush, you really need this to take off now, you know, having started maybe recently, boss, you are going to be disappointed. I know it's very hard to hear and it's not easy to digest something like this, but it is so true. If you're in a rush, you're going to be disappointed. Even though building a career in the corporate world, it looks very different from building a business in the creative industry. I mean, you know this, that actually building a business in the creative industry needs more work. It needs more work. Then how can we keep such an unrealistic expectation from it to move faster than how we would move in the corporate world? You know, think about it. One, for the obvious reason that it's a business. You are not just providing a photography service to a client. That's not your only job. It's a business. You are building everything for it from A to Z. The bricks, mortar, nuts, bolts, every single piece of it is you. You are building your company, your brand, your systems, your processes, your network, your skills, your team, and you are building a reputation. Oh, come on now. It takes time for the word to get around. It takes time to build rapport. It takes time to create long-term loyal clients. I have a client that I've been working with for the last 4 to 5 years. Today, I have a very different relationship with them compared to when I started. They see me as an expert and they have continued to give me business. The people around me know I have been doing this for a few years now and they know that I know my stuff and so they recommend me. And I'm pretty sure this is the case with you if you've been working in the field for, you know, 4 or 5 years. But it was not like this when I started. I had to reach out. I had to do the work. I had to build this network where people were willing to talk about me. They were willing to refer me. You know, I had to create these relationships and I had to put myself out there without saying that in the next 6 months, I should see all of this materializing into something big. Otherwise, my business is not taking off. It doesn't work that way. It has taken years and years of building. It's layer and layer and layer after layer that we keep adding every single time we, you know, do something, we make an effort, we take up a project, we up our skills, we make more money. Every single thing adds a layer and layer and layer. And businesses take time to be built. And businesses that take time to be built are businesses that have a rock solid foundation and they are strong. So after 5 years, now I see things materializing. I see that there is a strong foundation. I mean, I still feel like not all. There are layers that I've added recently and they are still not materializing, but I don't expect them to, you know, work in a hurry. Some of it will take longer and some of it will be quicker. So that is the truth about building a career in any field, especially as a creative business. So here's what I want to leave you with today. If you feel that your business is not taking off, let me just tell you, if you're doing your bit, you are taking action, you are doing everything that your business needs from you or what you want to do in your business, you are doing your bit. Basically, boss, your business is totally taking off, all right? It is moving forward. Even if it feels slow, there is growth happening every single day. All you need to do is have patience and continue working without expecting quick results or without having this expectation of becoming an overnight success. You have got to play the long game. That's the secret hack. All right, now, if you're on the edge and you're considering whether you should take up food photography professionally, whether it will ever take off, you know, you need to ask yourself, are you willing to commit the time and the patience that it needs? Are you willing to look at it as you would look at your corporate job, working for someone else and slowly making your way up the ladder? If you're looking for fast results, boss, this field is not for you. So that's question answered in very short. Now, if you're someone who's been contemplating whether taking up food photography was a good decision or not, you are kind of at the threshold of giving up. You are, you are there like, I'm done. If you are at that threshold because you have not seen results that you wanted, you might have gotten other results, but you have not seen the results you wanted. Please, please, I wholeheartedly request you to think about everything we have just talked about. Have you given your absolute best? And if you have, how long have you been giving your absolute best? 1 year? 2 years? If you say 10 years, I have worked so hard. I have nothing left in me and nothing has taken shape. And if that's your answer, I would say probably, you know, you're right. Maybe there's something off here and might not have been the right career choice. But if you've not spent enough time, you are in year one, year two, expecting big movements happening, I wholeheartedly request you to think about what I've said right now. You know, people who build successful careers, they do it for years and they do it for years in and out. The secret hack that they have is to just play the long game. Why do you think they are successful? Because they don't give up. That really is so simple, so straightforward, and yet one of the toughest things to do. You know, people who are successful, they just keep going. They just keep chiseling and chiseling and chiseling and going at it every single day without giving up. We all know the world's biggest life coach, Tony Robbins. Have you heard of Tony Robbins? He is one of the world's top life coaches. We know him today as that. But do you know how long he's been doing what he does? 46 years. You think he was thinking like this when he just started off, when he was just maybe 5 years into it? Was he the world's topmost coach? No, not really. 46 years later, he's world's number one and the name in his industry. So I'm not saying it's going to take you 46 years. You know, it's definitely not going to take you 46 years to build a business of your dreams. What I'm saying is that if you really want to build a business of your dreams, please remove that time stamp. Please remove that condition that you have put on this creative journey of yours. If I don't see results in 1 year, if I don't see, if this is not happening tomorrow, if in 6 months, blah, 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 come on now, remove that time stamp and do yourselves a favor. Do not look for instant fame, instant gratification. Don't look for like these big checks rolling in, non-stop project deals coming in immediately when you start. No, these are a bit unrealistic and a bit unfair, I would say. So keep it real. Invest the time and the effort that it needs. There is nothing in this world like immediate results. You create, you try, you pivot, you improvise, you shift, you reinvent, you just keep moving, boss. You just move. And the more you move, the closer you get to your dreams. But you do not stop moving. You can slow down, You can be slow and steady. You can be fast and furious. Choose your pace, but keep going. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep chiseling away. If you want a secret hack, this is that secret hack to success. And you know what? Whenever we look at others and we say, oh, they became a millionaire overnight, or oh, they had overnight success. You know, that overnight was probably 10 years of insane hard work. It is not overnight. Overnight success is not overnight. There's always a decade of hard work, failure, trying, retrying, tears, milestones, successes that overall turn into overnight success. Those guys who have overnight success were playing the long game. So please don't compare your journey to someone else's. Please don't compare your journey to how fast or slow someone else's is. The truth is that your business taking off is in your hands. It's taking off. It's moving. It's growing when you probably don't realize it. With the right efforts and patience, there is absolutely no chance in the world that your business will not take off. And you can quote me on that. If you are doing the work today, if you are putting in your absolute 100%, if you are giving it your full commitment, dedication, energy, if you are putting in your best today and tomorrow and the next day, please drop your expectations of immediate results. And I promise you that it is not only going to be liberating, but you know, you'll give up those false expectations. But I guarantee you, there's a life of your dreams waiting for you on the other side. And I'm not just saying it. I believe in it so damn deeply. But the question is, are you willing to do that? I really hope you are. So if you're going through such thoughts where you feel your business is not taking off, will not take off, why didn't it take off? You're frustrated with your business. You had a dream of a photography business and it's not shaping the way you wanted. You want to take it up professionally, but you don't know if it'll take off. Come and talk to me, really. Let me help you get clarity on whether this is for you or it's not, whether your approach is helping you or not. You're welcome to email me at hello@myfoodlens.com or DM me on Instagram at @Gautama_myfoodlens. I'm there to help you and we will solve this together. All right, we'll get to the bottom of this because I can guarantee you that the moment you remove this unrealistic expectation from your business, you're going to pretty much skyrocket it. All right. So with that, I'll see you next week with another episode. Until then, bye-bye.